praise the Lord. And once they killed him, they rejected salvation automatically. They rejected their Messiah then. The 70th week, which is the last week, was suspended according to God's agenda. And between the 69th week and the 70th week, he now used that period to come to the Gentiles to get himself a bride. That's how we came in. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That getting of a bride is what Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 3 from verse 1 to verse 9 he called the mystery of God. How that the Gentiles that were dogs, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, the Gentiles, uncircumcised Gentiles, idol worshippers that had no covenant, had nothing to do with Abraham, now they receive salvation, not just receiving salvation, but they receive a higher position than Israel. That is the mystery. Remember, he said the first shall be the last. The last, the Gentiles, shall be the first. That we go in the rapture. Why? Because they rejected him. It is that mystery. If you are writing it down, I give you some scriptures that Apostle Paul explained in Romans chapter 16. Verse 25. Colossians chapter 1. Verse 25 to 27. Romans chapter 10. Verse 19 to 20. Isaiah 65. Verse 1. Isaiah 56. Verse 8. John chapter 10, verse 16. Let me call the scriptures again. I started with Ephesians 3, verse 1 to 9. Then Romans 16, verse 25. Colossians 1, 25 to 26. To 27, sorry. Romans 10, verse 19 to 20. Isaiah 65, verse 1. Isaiah 56, verse 8. John 10, 16. And finally, he achieved this through what Apostle Paul explained in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 11 to verse 22. He reconciled us by Christ. Amen. Apostle Paul therefore went to explain in Romans chapter 11, verse 11, where he said that blindness in part has come upon Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be coming. He said blindness in part because it is not forever. He blinded them so that we can come in. And he said he did it to provoke them to jealousy. And the beginning of the gospel coming to the Gentiles was with Peter, whom Christ gave the keys to the kingdom, when he went to the house of Cornelius in Acts chapter 10, verse 44. While Peter yet spake, the Holy Ghost that came upon the Jews, 120 Jews in the upper room, came upon a Gentile, Cornelius. And Peter said, these people have received the same spirit we too have received. What stops us from baptizing them? And they baptized his household in the name of the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. The next time we see that effectively done, and finally and more effectively done, because the dispensation was committed to Apostle Paul, not Peter. Peter was to the Jews. Apostle Paul was for the Gentiles. We saw it in Acts chapter 13, verse 44 up to verse 50. He says, seeing that you count yourself unworthy, the gospel was meant for you, but you count yourself unworthy, lo, return to the Gentiles. Hallelujah. turn to the Gentiles. And that is exactly what we see, that God was foreshadowing, typing in some stories in the Old Testament. The story of Joseph. Joseph is a type of Jesus Christ. Everything that pertained to Joseph in that story was fulfilled in Christ Jesus. Amen. He was loved by the Father. Special coat was made for him of many colors. And he was spiritual, more spiritual than his brethren. And he had a dream that he would be a king, and all of them, including his father, his mother, and all the brethren, they will bow before him. And he was always having a dream, and he would tell his father. But this time, his brothers had to say, this one too much. And they planned to kill him. If you read the story of Joseph, you see nothing but the story of Jesus Christ. And so he was rejected and sold to the Gentiles. Entered the prison yard. False accusation. Everything. Amen. Where they rejected him from his brethren, a Gentile nation made him a king. Is he not our king today? At the mention of the name of Jesus, what happens? But they are not bowing at that name in Israel. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And while he was there in Egypt, in the Gentile nation, he got himself a wife there. Amen. And that's the story we use to be sure that the gospel will only go to Israel after the rapture has taken place. Why? According to that story of Joseph, when it was time to reveal himself to the brethren, his brethren that came, where was his wife? She was in the palace. To tell you that the Gentile bride will be up there in heaven when God will turn and reveal Jesus Christ to the Jews. The rapture has taken place. Aren't you happy? Aren't you excited about that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. And that is, we see another type again in the story of the book of Esther, chapter 1 and chapter 2. King Ahasuerus had a wife, Queen Vashti. Queen Vashti, the king made a feast and wanted to show his wife to his guests, his queen. But she made Nyanga and refused to come. Amen. The king there is a type of God the Father. Praise the Lord. That prepared salvation for Israel. To show the whole world. But they rejected the salvation. And King Ahasuerus decided to divorce Queen Vashti. And decided that they should go anywhere and look for a queen that will replace Vashti. Is the queen here today? Vashti. Amen. And that is when they went around. God, everyone, we have taken that sermon before. I'm just summarizing this because that chapter 1 and chapter 2 is 2 hour sermon. To let you know how privileged we are. Hallelujah. And so, we know how Esther eventually qualified. I'm not going into those details. Esther is a type of the bride. A slave woman. Slave! Became a queen. Slave woman! Became a queen. Gentile dogs. Jesus told that was a Phoenician woman. It's not proper to give the children's meat to dogs. He said, I did not come back for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Say, don't come for now. But Jesus says in John 10:16, he said, there are other sheep besides these ones. He had me in mind. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. As the same thing Jesus Christ was given in that parable, Matthew chapter 22, reading from verse 1 to the end, verse 14. The feast was made. Those that the feast was made for refused to come. The governor of the feast got angry and sent his servants to go by the highways and gather all. And they gathered both good and bad. Child. Both arm robbers and womanizers. Gentiles. We are the ones that know the meaning of grace. I once was lost, but now I am found. Hallelujah. Amazing grace. And it was garnished, furnished. We are the ones he's referring to there. He made it clear also in that parable, in Luke chapter 14, verse 16 to 24. And this 1 week period, is broken into seven church ages. That is what we see depicted there by those churches. I spoke about that last Sunday and last two Sundays. Revelation chapter 2 and Revelation chapter 3. The seven church ages. Each, the message was given to the seven churches in Asia, but was given to the angels to those churches. And those churches in Asia were selected because they had characteristics that will reflect what each of these seven church ages we go through. Jesus Christ also made it clearer by the narration of Matthew. Those seven parables in Matthew chapter 13. Each parable was speaking about each of the seven church ages, what we go through. Very interesting that God opened our eyes to see this so that we know we are not following fables. We are on the right track. It makes the picture of salvation clearer and clearer and clearer, so that you know you are traveling on the right road. Hallelujah. And this Bible becomes more meaningful to us. Amen. Hallelujah. And each of these seven churches in Asia had messengers that God gave them message for that age. They are typed in Revelation chapter 1, verse 16, and the golden, seven golden candlesticks in the right hand of Jesus and the seven stars. And verse 20 gave us the interpretation that those seven golden candlesticks in his right hand, that they were the seven churches. Talking about the seven church ages. That's why I told you, anytime you see in a revelation, you see a candlestick, it may be speaking about your church. Light is burning, suddenly the light went off. It means there's no more light in your church. Better pack your Bible and go. No more light. There's no more burning. Something has quenched the light. And the only thing that quenches light is worldliness. When prosperity enter, love for money, fornication, adultery, sin generally, that light will go off. And you remain in darkness. The stars there, they are the seven messengers. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And those seven messengers that prepare the bride in every age, that is what was typed by the marriage of Rebekah to Isaac. Abraham, the father of Isaac, the son, sent Eliezer to go and get a wife for his son Isaac. Isaac, a type of Christ. Abraham, a type of God, the Father. Eliezer, a type of the seven star messengers. Each messenger for each age. To get a bride for Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is to last, the gospel will be with us broken into seven dispensations. All theologians, they agree on this. Hallelujah. Seven church ages. And remember that the church of Jesus Christ, the bride of Jesus Christ, is also referred to as the temple of God. Amen. And the Gentile church that will be completed, the building of the church will be completed in 7 years, was typed by Solomon's temple in 1 Kings chapter 6 and verse 38. The Bible says that it took 7 years for that temple to be built before the Shekinah glory came down. It's speaking about the church. Hallelujah. And that is what Apostle Paul also explained in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19 to verse 20, where he says, we're talking about the building of God, and that we are built upon the foundation of the apostles. Hallelujah. Jesus himself being the chief cornerstone. And remember that Solomon's temple, very interesting, something you must catch there. The father of Solomon was who? David. Because he was prevented from building the temple, he gathered all the materials for that building. And take note that the materials, they were made, the building materials, the building was made of materials that we have got from all over the world. Hey, hallelujah. Talking about the bride of Jesus said that we come from all over the world. And take note, amen. When the building was going on, the Bible says throughout, there was no chisel, noise of chisel that was heard. Why? David had already designed the temple, made the stones and the building materials where each one was to fit in. So when it was time for any stone to be in any place, it was already available. Speaking of predestination. Hallelujah. And that's why I say you have to understand that this whole thing called the body of Christ is God himself that is building it. And if you understand from my teaching on the body of Christ, I'm telling you, all these pastors that make their ministry one man show, only them minister there, is because you don't understand the body of Christ. Hallelujah. You don't understand. And also, you the ministers that God is using you, give them brother, give them sisters. If you understand what I understand as the body of Christ, you will never be jealous of another person. It's a deep thing. No matter how I've explained it in this ministry, you still see jealousy among gifted people. It's because you don't understand. You've not understood that you cannot take my place. I have been prepared to fit into what I am doing now. Hallelujah. And don't tell me to go to Bible school before I come and fit in. God himself, from the foundation of the world, has prepared me. At the appropriate time when he gives me the Holy Ghost, I only come and fit into the body. Yeah. And be doing my own. Are you to do your own? And if you leave your own, you are doing another man's own, then there will be schism. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 25. He said, can we read it? You are telling me to preach it. I've been preaching it here. But people don't understand. I admire the prophets. They have a gift that I don't have, though I desire it. If there is a place I know where to go and get it, I will have gone to get it. But you can't get it anywhere. He chooses who to give. Hey. He chooses who to give. Amen. When I see these prophets here who don't know how to speak English,
And yet they fly, they enter deep, shake their head, they're inside already. And they're seeing everything. Me with my BBB grammar, God will not give me that gift. With your BBB grammar, he will not give you. Chapter 12, this is the way he put it. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me read it from verse 12. For as the body is one, this one body is one, and has many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? Verse 15, if the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? But now had God set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it has pleased him. Somebody shout, as it has pleased him. Not be we, the desire. Because there are two offices people like to occupy. Pastor, so that they go chop tight. And prophet, so that they can do the thing. What did they do? Money. I never see teacher. I know they see evangelist. God is calling you. God is calling you. God is calling you. God is calling you. Everybody say, "Ah, God is calling you." What is in his mind now, pastor? As if the only pastor be office in the body of Christ. And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now are there many members yet, but one body. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee. Nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more, those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor. And our comely parts have more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need, but God has pampered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacked. That is where I am going. There should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffer, all members suffer with it. And one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. I've taken time to take this message several times before for us to understand the body of Christ, so that you understand why I am different from so many people, so many ministers, so many pastors. You know, I'm telling you, it is an understanding. So my emphasis here is, like Solomon's temple, the body of Christ is built by materials that have been provided by the Father. Amen. And that building is going on now. By one Spirit, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, where we read verse 13, are we baptized into the body? Once you come into the body of Christ, you come in there as a functional member. You are either, that is, one body of Christ. Apostle Paul is using our body. One body called Moses, but Moses is made up of many parts of the body. But it is one body. So is Christ. One body made up of members. Not members that are sitting in a church.
Eh?
Praise the Lord. And the gifts you have determine which part you are in the body. Amen. In Ephesians chapter 4, he spoke about every joint supplying something to the body. Therefore, if you are born again, you are not redundant. Every born again Christian has a ministry supplying something to the body of Christ. Amen. And if you stay in your calling, which is determined by the gift God has given you, there God will bless you. There you will prosper. There you will have peace. There will be no confusion. There will be no schism. Praise the Lord. That is why I always announce here, I am not a prophet. Because I want to stay where God has kept me. And I am not an apostle. Neither am I a chief. Whether chief apostle or lead apostle or whatever it is, I know my part. Amen. Praise the Lord. And if for any reason a time comes when God will say, oh yeah, now go and I will use you in a certain other area. If I refuse to go, because if I come up from here, then who will come take over? Alive. From the day I refuse to go, my ministry is over. From that day, anything I do, I'll be using my chukwe chukwe sense. There will be no more backing by God for anything. It will be confusion, fight, fight. That's how many people are suffering from. Wait and see. May time come when God will give me opportunity to prove it. If I hear direct from God, and I'm sure it's God speaking, that I should live here and go and do another thing, go anywhere else, I will move without nothing, not thinking twice over it. Nothing like that. And that's why I've arranged this ministry in such a way that it does not revolve around me. Whether I'm around or not, it's deliberately done. Whether I'm around or not, it does not disturb anything in this church. It will not disturb your finances. It will not disturb any work. It will not disturb nothing, nothing, nothing. It's not the church where pastor not there, they don't approve anything. They don't have no money, nothing. It's not this, not that type of church. We arrange this church in a way that even if I live here for 1 year, nobody will know, say pastor no day, unless those idolaters that are idolating, Pastor Moses no day, then today's service, I go home. You are an idolater. Now Moses, you can't see, you're not coming to see Christ. Praise the Lord. We are too revelated to go the way that others have been going. God has raised people like me to judge other people. That there can be somebody that will sing, where he leads me, I will follow. Yes, where he leads me, I will follow. Blessed be the name of the Lord.